It is Troy Fabricchi for your Wednesday on the Great Southern's Triple M. As we've been speaking about Ngawangarap farmer Wayne Peck, well, he's been on the bike. He's been taking the challenge of riding up to, well, about 2,030 Ks. He's got till the end of this month to do so. So I thought I'd get on the phone and just see how Wayne's going. Mate, good morning.
Yeah, how you going, Troy?
Not bad. Now, how are you going on the bike, mate?
Oh, yeah, no, pretty good. It's a good little challenge to keep me focused and help me with my fitness and lose a little bit of weight in the process.
Now, just for those people who aren't too sure, mate, you're doing this to promote a move to carbon neutral agriculture here in WA by what, the year 2030?
Yeah, that's correct. There's a grassroots movement from a number of concerned agricultural producers and, yep, and associated people, and we just acknowledge the science of climate change and that we do need to do something about it. And while farmers are adapting to climate change, we're not very good at putting our story out there. So
yeah,
it's just about getting some interest and just creating a bit of conversation about what producers are doing.
So when this all came up, mate, did you actually choose to ride the bike, or could have you done something a little bit easier?
I've done rides on and off.
Okay.
In the past, so it probably wasn't that hard to take it on, and maybe doing it in the winter months was slightly silly, but it's probably it's no more than a lot of other people do in their normal exercise regime, and it's a good chance to just focus myself and get a bit of fitness while creating the conversation.
Yeah, for sure. Now, you've got until what, the end of this month to get up the 2030 Ks. How far away are you from it?
Yeah, so that'll be 2,030 Ks by,
yep,
the end of August over a 3-month period. So it only averages out at 22 kilometres a day. So I might ride anywhere between 3 and 5 times a week.
Okay,
I'm slightly behind at the moment. This welcome rain has just slowed the. I'm not that silly that I'm going to get on the bike when it's raining. So it's just slowed it down a bit. But now with the fitness base I've got, I'll pick it up this week and next week, and I've got a bigger ride planned with a friend and maybe a couple of others along the north edge of the Stirlings later this month, so I should get to the total kilometres quite easily.
Fantastic. Well, good luck for the next few weeks, mate. As you touched on, a fair bit of rain. Have you getting enough rain out your way?
We've had enough in our area.
Mm.
It's still a little bit patchy. I think to the north of us, mate, maybe up your end, it hasn't been quite so much.
No,
but
yeah,
we've had around 25 mil, which is far and away our biggest rain event of the year. And I know people to the southeast of us have had more, and they probably needed it more. So,
yeah.
It's very welcome, and while it hasn't helped all growers, it definitely takes a lot of pressure off a lot of producers that needed it.
What can you tell me about the committee there at Ag Zero 2030, mate? What's it all about?
Yeah, it all started on Twitter. There was some ag producers just that were talking to each other and about the story that ag is telling, and that producers maybe aren't that proactive and good at telling the story, even though they do things well. And we've just got to be careful that we match get the right message out there and get the truth out there and match the sometimes erroneous messaging that other interest groups,
yep,
can do, and also,
yep,
get the message of producers out there so that government puts the right policies in place so that everyone can move forward to, you know, make the world a better place
for sure,
for us and,
yep,
and for our children in the future.
Is there a website or something like that, mate, where people can get more info about Ag Zero 2030?
Yeah, it's had a soft opening. You'll hear more about it as the year goes on. But there is a website. If people just put Ag Zero 2030,
yep,
with no spaces in their search engine, then they should find a website. And there's also if they just do the same search on Twitter or Instagram, then they can start learning some more information there. And there's a lot of good people out there on that board, all volunteering their time to try and do their bit to get the message out there.
Yeah,
at the moment.
Fantastic. Great stuff, mate. Well, good luck with the next couple of weeks, mate. Hopefully you get to that limit of 2,030 Ks on the bike. And have you been doing most of this just by yourself?
I've been riding by myself. Hopefully for the bigger ride, I've got a mate to do that along the north edge of the Stirlings, which it'll be interesting to see how this rain has helped it come through those fires in late December. Well, I don't want to get too wet, but hopefully it keeps raining, and to get my kilometres up, I've got to do a little bit of rain riding in the rain.
Yeah, no, let's hope this rain continues, especially for farmers out that way, or any farmers around the Wheatbelt or Great Southern. Hopefully they are getting some of this rain. Mate, all the best with it, and good luck.
Yeah, great. So, thanks for taking an interest, Troy. That's fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, he's doing a great job, isn't he? Just on the bike by himself. Although, as he did say, some of the rain over the past few days has sort of put Wayne back just a little bit, but he'll get there to the 20-30K mark. Of course, he's got until the end of August to do so. He did start a couple of months ago. He hasn't just jumped on the bike and gone, yeah, let's do it. But, yeah, great job. And, well, he's chosen to ride the bike to help promote a move to carbon-neutral agriculture here in WA by the year 2030. So, yeah, if you're around the Nowanga Up area, you see Wayne out and about on the bike sometimes. Yeah, give him a toot, give him a wave, and say, "Good on you, Wayne! Doing a fantastic job." And that he most certainly is. And we do thank Wayne for taking the time out this morning, right here on the Great Southern's Triple M.